Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, as you heard there in the news headlines, independent TD Verona Murphy has been elected as Ciann Corla of the 34th Dáil. The Wexford TD becomes the first woman to hold the role. Her election looks likely to pave the way for a new government made up of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Regional Independent Group. Meanwhile, Micheál Martin criticised Sinn Féin for nominating Mary Lou MacDonald as Taoiseach. While Minister for Sport and Physical Education Thomas Byrne and Sinn Féin TD Claire Curran both join us now, and you're both very welcome to the programme. And Thomas Byrne, I might start with yourself first, and we heard your colleague Sean O'Farrell talking about this, the former Ciann Corla, a little earlier in the week. He said he was very disappointed that the position of Ciann Corla was being used as a bartering chip in government formation. Of course, the way the Ciann Corla is voted in was reformed by Enda Kenny in 2016 as part of new politics. Can we take it then that this is old politics?
No, and first I would like to pay tribute to Sean O'Farrell for the incredible work he's done over the last two terms at all. He was a fantastic Ciann Corla, and I think everybody had nothing but the highest of respect for him. Today's vote was a secret ballot. TDs could vote whatever way they wanted. Our party made a decision, which by and large members stuck by, to support Verona Murphy. Our primary interest in going into government is to make sure that we do go into government, to make sure that we can actually implement the policies that we talked about and committed to during the election. And that does require getting a majority support in Dáil Éireann. The Fine Gael and Fine Gael parties don't have majority support in Dáil Éireann, so we do have to work with others, just as
happened in the last
government.
But that is literally bartering for positions then, isn't it? That's not what you're describing there, because you're making deals with other people within the Dáil in order to make sure that you get into government, and those deals involve a position. Is that not bartering for positions?
That's not bartering for a position. What we're trying to do is get commitments from the other parties and independents that we're talking about on core values that we should share and that we spoke about during the election campaign and that you would have interviewed me and other colleagues about during the election campaign. How do we now go about implementing them? And the only way you can do that is by having a majority vote in Dáil Éireann. And I think this was a very good start in terms of a possible government formation between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the independents. But the truth is that nobody really, Labour, Sock Dems, they're all still there, other independents as well. Mm. And the discussions will go on, I would say, for about another month or so.
Okay, because we have heard now since the election from both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael that none of this is about positions, that it's all about policies and getting the right policies. And the first thing we see, though, isn't it, is about a position. It's about that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael told their parties to vote for Verona Murphy for the position of Ciann Corla so that you can make a deal with regional independence.
Well, the first thing that the Dáil has to do when it convenes, and the first thing any parliament does when it convenes anywhere in the world, is elect a chairperson, Ciann Corla. And that's exactly what happened today. Our party made a call on that. Other parties made different calls on that. And Verona Murphy was selected to be the candidate that was put before the Dáil.
Why was she selected to be the candidate? Why did Micheál Martin tell Fianna Fáil TDs to vote for Verona Murphy?
Micheál Martin didn't tell Fianna Fáil TDs to do anything. It was a secret ballot. The party comes together to make a decision. And the party came together and agreed with the recommendation of the leader after a very good discussion yesterday.
Okay, so he recommended that you vote for Verona Murphy. Because there was two Fianna Fáil TDs who were interested in the position. So why did he recommend voting for someone who's not in the party? Can you explain that to me
We need to have more than just Fianna Fáil in government. We need to have Fine Gael and others as well to make sure that we can implement the policies that we've there. And there have been discussions with the independent group, and as part of those discussions, there's no agreement yet, it was proposed that Verona Murphy would be the candidate for Ciann Corla. And at the end of the day, she was elected actually unanimously at the end of the day because her name was put before the Dáil and people could have voted for or against her. But there was a secret ballot beforehand to select her as the candidate to put before the Dáil. That has happened.
I want to bring in
I think
Claire
it's very
Curran.
Welcome, and I look forward. She is the first woman, Ciann Corla, and it's a very significant moment.
Claire Curran, Ingus Osnoddy put himself forward. He seemed confident enough earlier on, but it wasn't his day.
No, it wasn't. But Angus got actually a really good vote, and fair play to him, and fair play to him for allowing his name to go forward. I know from speaking to others, you know, in different parties, everyone I spoke to did acknowledge that Angus would be fair. He's elected a long time. He knows the procedures. I think he would have made a very fine Ken Corla. But, you know, I was looking at Sean O'Friel in the chamber as Micheál Martin stood up and spoke lots of nice words about him. I found the whole thing really bizarre. I mean, there hasn't been a reason given as to why Verona Murphy was suggested to be the person that both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TD should support today. I found the whole thing very bizarre. I mean, Fianna Fáil had two of their own people, their own colleagues, friends in a lot of cases, I would imagine, putting their names forward, neither of which the party suggested supporting. I found the whole thing quite bizarre, I have
well,
to say.
Well, is it bizarre though? Because, I mean, Thomas Byrne has laid out there, they're trying to put a government together. They're in negotiations with the Regional Independent Group. The Regional Independent Group put forward Verona Murphy's name as someone that they'd like to see in the Ken Corla position, and politics happened.
Yeah, but then just say this is about government formation, which obviously it is. I mean, it's clear to me, I would presume the deal must be more or less done. Otherwise, both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have taken a huge gamble in ensuring that somebody from the regional group becomes Ken Corla, while at the same time saying, well, Labour and Sock Dems are still speaking to us. We know they're also still speaking to the Healy Rays, who are in another group. But like, for all intents and purposes, you would have to imagine the deal is done. Otherwise, you've made somebody in a group Ken Corla, and you're not going to go into government with them. And they still can't say why. Why did they recommend Verona Murphy? And it was as part of government formation. And I don't see why they just don't put their hands up and say that's the reason.
Thomas Byrne?
I have said it's about government formation. I've been very clear about that.
But it's
you've said it's not about
bartering for positions. It's the duty of the Dáil to go in there and elect somebody. We want to make sure that there's a government in place because we're, you know, very keen to implement
the policy.
Okay,
we won't go over the old ground. You have
but
made that point. I want to ask you
about
Verona Murphy separately, because another one of your colleagues, Malcolm Byrne, Thomas Byrne, has questioned Fianna Fáil's decision to back Verona Murphy. He said that the role of Ken Corla is there to represent members, that they must be fair, impartial and balanced. And he said he's raised concerns, not just of councillors from County Wexford and Fianna Fáil and other parties, but indeed members more generally, around previous remarks that were made by Verona Murphy on the floor of the Dáil. And separately, you will have heard that clip that has been broadcast a couple of times today, Verona Murphy making comments on local radio about how, in the position of Ken Corla, she would be in a position to get access to ministers and deliver for Wexford. Is that what the Ken Corla should be doing?
First of all, I'd say Malcolm Byrne, I think it's well known, did speak up at the parliamentary party, but I already told you that there was a discussion at the parliamentary party about this where we collectively took a decision. So that decision was taken having listened to everybody's contribution, including Malcolm's contribution, and everybody was entitled to make a contribution and have views on it. But afterwards, the party came together, and that's how we do our business. Okay. In relation to Verona having access to ministers, I mean, I have to say, she, along with many other independent TDs, were very active in contacting me as sports minister over the last number of years. I certainly met the Ken Corla, Sean O'Farrell, on a number of occasions as sports minister, because he's still a constituency TD. And that's the same for any
but
TD.
She was saying is she'll have better access as a Ken Corla than she would as an opposition TD. Is she right?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I would say just to be
totally
blunt about it.
To be totally
blunt about it, I think all TDs, including ministers, would pay great deference to the Ken Corla on a day-to-day basis. So that's all I'll say about that. But the Ken Corla
what does that mean? Does the Ken Corla have influence on government ministers then? And should they? Should the Ken Corla have influence on government ministers? Are they not meant to be an impartial person within the Dáil?
They are an impartial person within the Dáil, but they're still a constituency TD and they still do constituency work. They don't speak up on the political arguments of the day. I've never seen a Ken Corla do that, and Verona Murphy herself has committed that she won't do that. But she's still a TD for Wexford, the same that Sean O'Friel was still a TD for Kildare South.
Sure,
that's not different. So they're as entitled as anybody.
Exactly. Well, exactly. That's the point, though, isn't it? If Verona Murphy is as entitled as Ken Corla to have access and influence on government ministers as she will be as an opposition TD, that's all fine. But she said she will have more access to government ministers and more influence than she would as an opposition TD. And you seem to be saying, yes, she will.
What I'm saying is that, sorry, you'll have to ask Verona Murphy about what she says, but when TDs ask me to visit clubs or visit constituencies or consider files about certain sports clubs or sports facilities, I did that when they came to me and responded to them. And the Cairn Corla was among them, of course, because he's still a constituency TD and she is still a constituency TD.
Okay, so she won't have any more influence. That. Is that what you're saying? She won't have any more influence as Cairn Corla than
gonna,
she would
I'm
as an opposition TD?
I'm not going to get into the discussion. You'll have to ask Fiona Murphy.
I'm asking about the position of Cairn Corla in your view.
The position of Cairn Corla in Dáil Éireann is effectively the chairperson, but effectively first among equals in the Dáil. And there is considerable deference paid to the Cairn Corla of the day. It doesn't mean that they get extra things for their constituency, but certainly the Cairn Corla is somebody with whom we all work and whom we all, I suppose, are duty bound to have a level of respect for.
Okay, I want to ask you, Claire Curran, about Sinn Féin and Micheál Martin criticising Sinn Féin for nominating Mary Lou MacDonald as Taoiseach, and you'll have heard his own remarks in the Dáil where he was saying that last time round Sinn Féin said that the largest party should have the right to do that, and if that was the case, then Sinn Féin should be supporting Micheál Martin this time round.
Yeah, well, look, we as a party made the decision to nominate our party leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, to go forward for Taoiseach. We made that decision on the back of the vote and the significant vote that we got, bringing us to 39 TDs. And we made a decision that, based on the vote that we got and the support that was there, that we would put forward Mary Lou's name for Taoiseach. And that was the top and bottom of it. I don't really get Micheál Martin's point. I mean, we're the second largest party. He doesn't want to speak to us, as we all know, so I think it's almost irrelevant from his point of view, and
Thomas Byrne, you can correct me on this. I think his point was that last time round, Sinn Féin said that the largest party should be supporting the nomination for Taoiseach, and they're the largest party this time round.
And I'm sure Micheál Martin's name will probably go forward for Taoiseach, but he wasn't nominated today. That's a matter for Fianna Fáil. We nominated our party leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, and I think we were right to do so.
Thomas?
Look, I mean, there's serious discussions going on at the moment about government formation, and they involve parties, independents, Fianna Fáil mainly, as well as the biggest party in the Dáil. That's happening, and everyone knows it's happening. It's been widely reported on and talked about, and politicians talking about it. On the other hand, Sinn Féin come into the Dáil, lose, 110-44 to put Mary Lou forward as Taoiseach. They're absolutely entitled to do that, but in our view, it's a bit performative. It doesn't really add to the debate. Got a few speeches going, and fair play to everybody, but it didn't change the dynamic at all. The numbers are the numbers. Sinn Féin have come back with fewer votes really than
the
last
time. Okay, well, let's talk about
the
numbers
fewer.
Then, because you mentioned trying to get government together, and speaking of old politics, we hear that the Healy Rays believe that they're close enough to making a deal. Is that correct?
Well, look, there were discussions with the leader, and there are discussions with lots of people going on at the moment. And Micheál Martin has been very, very clear that if we're to have a government, it needs Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and a significant number of independents. And that is why there are discussions going on about that. And different independents have different views as to what they require for their support. But every single TD in Dáil Éireann is going to fight like hell for their constituency in the next number of years, or they won't be re-elected. Mm. And that goes for absolutely everybody in Dáil Éireann. But Micheál Martin is going to continue to have those discussions, and I think they're very, very important discussions, because we do need stability for 5 years. Stability means a government that can actually function in the Dáil.
It sounds like stability means a whole load of ideas for independence. That's what it sounds like. Is that what your expectation?
Absolutely not. Because primarily you're dealing with the independent, the regional group. We have to have policy discussions with them, and policy has been, as Micheál has said time and time again, the entire focus. It's actually why Fianna Fáil did so well in the election, because the people could see that he was genuine about that.
I'm really interested in this idea that you're having policy discussions with the regional independent group, because they are a group of independents. They don't have a common policy platform. So is that not individual deals with individual independents? They don't have a common policy platform.
Well, there will be a programme for government. That's being discussed at the moment in terms of what the government for the next 5 years does. And the TDs who are going to be part of that government, whether they're from a party or whether they're independents, they're going to have to sign up to that and support it over the next few years. And that's going to happen. And all the while that goes on, the government does its business and implements things like the access to therapists that Micheál Martin is so passionate about. That's our red line of those negotiations. Lots of other really important things as well. But that's what people want to see out of this. But in the meantime, as I said, TDs are going to be battling really, really hard on behalf of their constituents. I'll be doing that myself as a TD for Meadies, and I'm very grateful to the voters for re-electing me. And as sports minister, I could see that from deputies in all parties fighting like hell for their constituents to get what they could get for their constituencies. And whether you're independent or in parties, that doesn't change.
Has Sinn Féin basically finished up with your discussions? You've accepted that there's no prospect of forming any government. Will you put Mary Lou MacDonald forward for Taoiseach again?
I don't know if we will or not, to be honest, Sarah. I don't know what will happen the next day the Dáil meets as of yet. Our discussions continue, but it looks like now those discussions will be about seeing what we can form from the opposition benches. It's very clear that Fianna Fáil are very much adamant. They want to go into government with Fine Gael. They want to be together again. And as far as I'm concerned, in terms of what has just been said there now in relation to the selection of the Cian Comhairle and the decision to put and to support Fiona Murphy was as part of government formation talks, that would tell me that the deal is done and that they've put in the Cian Comhairle. I don't think that's how business should be done. I don't think that's how the Cian Comhairle should be selected, but it's done now, and I presume more or less that would tell me that the deal with the regional independence is done. Fianna Fáil and Micheál Martin in particular has talked repeatedly about not speaking to Sinn Féin because of our policies and that it's about policy. I don't know any independent TD that has any stated policy on anything, frankly.
Well, that's not true. They all have policies, but they just may be individual policies.
I don't think there's too many independent documents, TDs. Policy, isn't it? I mean, policy, unless it's stated in writing, published, or you have it. I mean, policy is whatever you pull out of your head. Otherwise, more or less, you know.
I might just ask Thomas about the people you're speaking to, Thomas Byrne. Given policy is so important, have you looked at their policy documents? Do they have them?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what the whole process is about, is going through a policy. That's what the whole process is about. And what
so
is it about?
Which policy documents are you interested in from the independents that you're speaking to?
What is it about? What are the core objectives of any government that Fianna Fáil wants to be part of? We want to be pro-enterprise.
No, that's not the question. I'm asking specifically about the policies of the independent group people that you're speaking to, the independent TDs. What are their policies? Have you looked at their policy documents, or do they have policy documents?
My point is that they have to subscribe to our core principles of being pro-enterprise, pro-investment, pro-balanced growth in our economy. It's really, really important because many people's jobs, people who are going home from work listening to this, they depend on that. Okay. And they are the core principles that we'll be engaging in. And the independents will have to, they will come forward with their own ideas. They're doing that. And then at the end of the day, they're going to have to sign up for the program.
Well, thank you all very much for joining us. That is Thomas Byrne and Claire Curran.